章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
于是个人都回家去了，耶稣却往橄榄山去。第二节。
Verse 2.
清早又到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下来教训他们。
Verse 1. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Verse 2. Now early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them.
主耶稣的生活是我们的一个榜样。
Lord Jesus' life is our example.
这个地方说耶稣往橄榄山去。
Here says that Jesus went up to the Mount of Olives.
那个时候，个人都回家去了。
And then that time, everyone went home.
那一大早，耶稣就回到殿里去。
Now early in the morning, Jesus went again into the temple.
所以主耶稣，他的生活就是在山上，也在殿里。
So Lord Jesus' life is centered around in the mountain and in the temple.
那主耶稣在殿里要做什么？
So what did Jesus do in the temple?
众百姓逃到那里，他就教训他们。
All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them.
就是服侍。
In other words, he's doing a serving.
服侍神。
To serve God.
但是服侍神，到最后还是要接触很多的人。
But at the end, you still need to interact.And to a lot of people.
因为神托付我们两个工作，一个就是宣道跟牧养。
Because God has entrusted two commissions to us. One is to evangelize, one is to pastor.
那不论宣道和牧养，接触的对象都是人。
Whether we do evangelizing or pastoring, we all have to interact with people.
是我，所以我们在服侍神，但是我们的对象是人。
So when we serve God, but our targets that we talk to or interact with are people.
那这个服侍神需要有从神来的智慧。
So when we serve God, we need to have wisdom from our God.
从神来的能力。
And power from God.
就是需要有神的同在。
And we need the abidance of God.
那这个智慧、能力、神的同在从哪里来
？So where does this wisdom and power come from?
就是第一节。
Verse one.
耶稣往橄榄山去。
Jesus went up to the Mount of Olives.
只有他一个人。
Him alone.
往橄榄山去。
Went up to the Mount of Olives.
那是一个很安静的地方。
It's a very quiet place.
那是一个单独一个人的地方。
It's a place that he's all alone.
那是一个在山上的地方。
It's in the top of the mountain.
在那里，他在祷告，跟神在交通。
Where he pray and commune with God.
那今天我们的生活需要服侍。
Today in our lives when we serve God.
所以圣经说，要服侍又真又活的神。
We need to serve the living and true God.
在主耶稣再来之前，我们要服侍。
Before the second coming of Christ, we need to serve Him.
但是。服侍会遇到很多困难。
But when we serve him, we will encounter many difficulties.
我们需要智慧、能力。
We need wisdom and power.
需要神的同在。
We need abidance of God.
那这个就是从我们花时间跟神在一起。
And this comes from the time we spend with God.
所以没有隐藏的生活，这个服侍就很难有神的同在。
So without this private life, it's very difficult to serve God.
因此我们来到教会当然很关心圣公很好，但是不能够整个心只有圣公。
It is good that we come to church and care and serve God, but it's our heart cannot, our time cannot consume by all the work here.
我们需要花一段时间在神面前跟神交通祷告。
We need to spend some time alone to pray and to commune with God.
那求神与我们同在。
And we ask God's abidance with us.
那这样我们的服事才能够蒙神喜悦。
Then our service will be pleasing to God.
所以安静的时间这是需要的。
So the quiet time is necessary.
这样我们服事就能够有美好的果效。
And then when we serve him, we will have a good result.
那从第三节开始。
And then we look at from verse 3.
我们就发现文士法利人带一个行淫的妇人来。
The Pharisees and scribes brought him a woman caught in adultery.
那就问他一个问题。
So they posed a question to him.
最后在律法上这个妇人要石头打死。
According to the law, this woman should be stoned to death.
这很清楚，没有办法辩驳的。
This is very clear stated in the law, and you cannot refute that.
下面一个问题说，那你说要怎么办？
So follow up question is, what do we do with her?
那对这个问题
And to this question,
我们看主耶稣怎么回应。
We look at how Jesus responded.
在第六节下半。
The second part of verse 6.
耶稣弯着腰，用指头在地上画指。
Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger.
第七节，他们还是不住地问他。
In verse 7, so when they continue to ask him.
所以我们可以看到周围好多人一直在问问题。
So we can see surrounding people continue to ask Jesus.
但是主耶稣很安静。
But Jesus was quiet.
那这个安静就是从神的同在来的。
This quiet came from the abidance of God.
所以人在服事当中，如果心里急躁，有时候就会讲错话。
So when we serve God, if our heart is not quiet and rash, then we will say something wrong.
我们的回应可能就会输血气。
And our response might be our flesh.
所以在山上的隐藏得到神的同在，面对问题，他能够有安静的心。
So the quiet time the Lord Jesus spent on top of the mountain was enabled him to respond quietly with wisdom.
那这个跟摩西的服事非常相近。
And this is very similar to the service of Moses.
当他们遇到红海
，when they about to cross the Red Sea,
过不去。
They could not cross it.
后面有追兵。
They are Egyptian armies are chasing behind them.
逃不走。
And they could not escape.
这个最危急的时刻。
This is the most dangerous moment.
大家好着急啊。
They are very anxious.
一直问摩西怎么办。
They will ask Moses, "What do we do?"
但是在那个时候，摩西很安静。
But at that moment, Moses was very quiet.
那个安静从哪里来？
And was very peaceful. And where did that peace come from?
就从神的同在来。
It came from the abidance of God.
因为有神同在。
Because he has abidance of God.
所以他不怕。
And he is not afraid.
有神同在就有路可以走。
As long as he has the abidance of God, there is always a way.
所以最后。
And at last.
他用那根杖打在水上就分开了。
And he used the staff to hit against the water, and the water split to half.
那个杖就是神的权柄。
And that staff represents the power and authority of God.
那摩西那个安静的心从哪里来
？So where does that quiet and peaceful heart of Moses come from?
神把他送到旷野四十年。
God sent him to wilderness for 40 years.
在那里牧养，面对神。
In 40 years, he has to face God and shepherd flocks.
他的自我逐渐减少。
And then his own self began to reduce.
神就应许他，我要跟你同在。
And God promised him that he will abide with him.
所以那个安静的心就从这里来了。
So his quiet and peaceful heart is where this comes from.
我们再看以利亚。
And then we look at Elijah.
以利亚面对420个假先知。
When Elijah facing 420 false prophets,
他不怕。
He is not afraid.
他很安静。
He was quiet.
他知道神跟他同在。
He knew that God is abiding with him.
所以他不怕。
So he is not afraid.
最后，把这个先知都杀掉了。
Lastly, the prophets were killed.
以色列百姓就回心转意归向神。
All the false prophets were killed, and Israel were returned.
这个安静从哪里来
？So where did this quietness come from?
从基利西旁。
From the brook of Jishi.
神把所有的物质都拿掉。
Lord Jesus, God removed all the material things.
只有他。
There's only him, Elijah.
在那里面对神。
He alone faced faced God.
在那里得到神的同在。
And he received the abidance of God.
所以服事的开始，就是隐藏在山上。
So the beginning of the service start with a private time in the mountain.
不断地亲近神。
continue to pursue and be close to God.
得到神的同在。
And to receive the abidance of God.
所以我们来到教会哦，很热心服侍神，跟着感谢神，很难得。
So today we come to church and serve God zealously. This is very good.
但是服侍的开始应该是来到神面前，安静的跟神交通。
But the beginning of the service should start with a private time with God in the church.
那我们的服侍就会蒙神喜悦，得到神的同工。
Then our service will be pleasing to God and will receive the guidance of God.
那我们联恩会很难得有多一点时间的祷告。
And our spiritual convocation for us more time to pray.
所以我们大概还有25分钟，我们大家很专心来祷告。
So we still have 25 minutes. Let us all concentrate in prayer.
求神带领祝福我们厄曼教会的圣工。
We ask God to bless and guide our holy work in Irvine Church.
让神的国大大的兴旺。
So that the kingdom of God can be prosperous.
求主兴起发光。
And that God can once again revive the church and His glory.
神的荣耀在这个地方彰显出来。
And His glory will be once again manifested.
我们特别为灵恩布道会来祷告。
So let us all specially pray for our spiritual convocation.
那如果你希望到前面来，也欢迎。
And if you desire to come to in front and pray, you're welcome.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray together.